It's the mid-season finale of Queen Sugar, and we all just want a little bit of freedom. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, why you gotta be?
We're
so
like body waving.
You know, I'm so extra witty. I'm like,
hey y'all, I missed y'all last week. I had to watch the episode by myself, and it was not fun.
Hey, is Lay was slaying, and her hair was laid
at her photo shoot.
I put it on Instagram if you guys want to check
it
out.
I love you. Yes, always, you looked amazing, stunning, fantastic.
Thank you. Welcome back to Queen Sugar. I'm Elena. You can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
What's going on, mi gente? Franceli Chavin in the building. Make sure you hang out with me at all things that Selly hang out.
Hello, loves. It is English Cleveland, and you guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Y'all, as soon as this live chat come up, I
want to be with you.
Oh, wow.
I want to be with you.
Me? I feel like you're speaking to me right now. That's nice.
Listen, I want to be with Ralph Angel. Lord Jesus.
Go. Okay.
I know.
No,
wait. Yesterday was National Girlfriend Day, and he tweeted, "Man, I wish I had a girlfriend." And I like every girl I know rolled their eyes super hard yesterday.
Like, come on,
because
you're
I'm just thinking,
games,
boy, you're 23,
and you playing all the games,
and you don't need to be playing this many games.
Did y'all watch his most recent film?
I need to see it.
I heard he was booty butt naked.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he had a nice little butt. But let me tell you, you know how we see him every week on Queen Sugar so far?
Uh-huh.
He looked so, like, well, we know we think Kofi is fine, right?
Yeah.
However, during the film, he was
foin,
he was cute, but in the film, he was like, whoa,
foin.
20, ooh, zaddy. Okay, anyway,
clearly
we are excited and a little sidetrack. Y'all, this is the mid-season finale.
Yeah, so we all over the place. I'm sad.
I'm not, though, because damn, this episode was good.
Heavy, in a good way.
It was good. It was so much because... You know, they try to set it up for what's going to happen when they come back for their break. And I don't got time for that because I need answers now. But anyway.
Yes. I want to give a special shout out to somebody in the chat. I don't know how to say your name.
Who's
but what's
special
up, new
person?
He says, you all look amazing tonight.
Thank you.
That's so sweet of you.
Child. Okay. So this episode had a lot of, like, underlying themes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like usually when we go through, like, the episode, we kind of break down character. We break down scenes. But I feel like for this episode, we kind of need to get into... We need to get into a little trust.
Yes.
We need to get into trust and truth, because I feel like that was a theme this episode. Honesty and vulnerability. Like,
ooh,
that was so...
Those are all big, good themes.
Because that's what they gave us.
Yeah, no, for
like,
sure.
We had scenes with Micah and his dad, and we had scenes with Charlie and Remy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of that, you needed to be vulnerable for. Even with Nova and Bobby, we found out his first name was Bobby, which is so ugly.
I know.
But no offense to anybody's in the chat room.
I was going to say, Gina.
I'm sorry.
It didn't fit
Dr. Dubois.
Bobby Dubois? No.
Dr. Bobby Dubois.
It doesn't, like, it does, like, he's a
Brown?
Man of, like,
that's what I thought about.
He's a
about
stature, and yeah, I felt like it was, like, a kid name when every time, like, the people at the dinner kept addressing him, they were like, hey, Bobby.
Yeah. I was like, Bob, I would have liked, like, a Lance Dubois or something.
Yeah, something anyway. With dignity. maybe it's a nickname for Robert.
Robert Dubois would be nice. It's, anyway, see how we get distracted. But yeah, so this...
It is Robert Dubois. Thanks, Ken.
Oh, thanks, Ken. Thanks. Look at, we think alike.
Well,
hey,
they need to throw that Bobby nickname out the door.
No, I'm just kidding.
It was the Love Me theme song that got us all feeling.
Yes.
Love me. Mm-hmm. I kind of just want to play Jeopardy with it a little bit.
Okay.
Almost. Of the themes, mm-hmm. truth and trust, honesty and vulnerability, what spoke out to you most during this episode?
I would have to say vulnerability.
Yeah.
I feel like the cat's out the bag for everyone's, like, deep, dark secret. Yeah. Like, every, like, struggle in each person's life that is on the show, it's out the bag, whether it's mm-hmm. Darla and her issues or Charlie and her, you know, insecurities and her, you know, yeah. and Ralph Angel and him in the farm, and he's struggling and he needs money, and everyone, like, before was, like, fighting, and now I feel like everyone's just breathing.
Trying to be.
And so yeah. it's, and they're, when they're breathing, it's coming off as vulnerability, and we see Charlie with her curly hair.
Right.
We see, you know, and her and Ralph Angel connecting.
That texture.
We see Aunt Vi really just not giving a whatever, right, whatever right. she says to them at this point, because she's given what she could at this point.
She's yeah. being honest.
So really everyone's just being vulnerable and honest.
Yeah. It's crazy that you said vulnerable in Darla, because although her, like, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen with her storyline, and we don't always get a lot of her, but she's such a profound character. The way yes. that the way that Darla was presented tonight in this episode, I mean, what drug addict, you know what I mean? Like, what person, she is making a complete transformation, and I'm almost like living through her, where I'm clapping at her her two-year recovery ceremony, because I'm proud of her. Even the way that she addressed Charlie, do you know how scary it is to talk to your boss about anything?
Yeah.
Like, not about anything, but about stuff that matters, especially your job. Like, she and even her, like, coming at Ralph Angel, like, listen, you're not about to make me miss out on another check. I already lost one job for you, not two.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just feel like it takes a lot to get to that place where it's like, this is how I feel. This is what happened. I apologize. I didn't mean that. That wasn't my intention. And I hope we can move forward.
Yeah.
People who aren't even sick or struggling or addicts can't get to that place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like,
she seems like the only person that's on a right path of, like, knowing where they want to be in their life.
Mm-hmm. I just want to give a shout out to the Queen Sugar writers, because the delicacy that they, I mean, they've taken their time.
Mm.
It's not just like, boom, bam, here's yep. an addict, she's a mess up, and boom, now she's back.
Yes.
They've just been really delicate and have taken their time in a way that I appreciate. Because sometimes there's certain shows that drag,
mm-hmm.
and they take their time mm-hmm. with a character, and I'm like, I'm over it. Can we just get there already?
Yeah.
But with her, they've just have done it so excellently, and I really appreciate this journey, because it's like, if you don't have experience with it firsthand, it's just a beautiful way to see
yes.
how important it is for accountability, mm-hmm. that you can't do this by yourself. And although I feel like her sponsor kind of threw all types of shade, at the same time, she threw out all kinds of truth.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't be what she needs, God forbid she's gonna slip because of you.
Right, right.
You know, and that's all reality. That's all of us in our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I was listening to a sermon earlier, and that's what they were talking about. Like, the importance of having quality around you,
mm-hmm.
and everybody can't go with you. And
right.
it's like, on her journey to recovery, there might be some people that gotta fall off, because
mm-hmm.
it's like, if you're not gonna be part of my healing, you're just only gonna take me
yeah,
backwards.
Right.
And kind of going with the flow of the chat room here, like, Ralph Angel was very vulnerable this episode.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I remember...
I feel like he's always a big
yeah,
baby.
I was going to say, I remember looking at Francelli, and I was like, oh, my gosh, he's so sensitive. So I guess since you guys are talking about him, because I don't know, can you write out the enunciation of how you pronounce your name? Niyu, I think? But Niyu was like, I think, I feel wrong saying it. But he basically was like, you know, he kind of laughed when Ralph Angel needed to ask for money from Charlie. And I did, too, because
three.
I didn't feel bad for Ralph Angel. I'm
no.
sorry. Like, I'm happy that he got everything off his chest, as he should have been honest with them. But he also took it, like, real far. He was like, screw you, screw this. I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to do
right.
that. And, like, basically.
But he had to. No. Think about the people that he's coming up against.
Wait.
For me, I feel that if Ralph Angel did not approach Charlie in the way she's used to being approached in deals, there's no right way to say it. Whether if he would have said, listen, Charlie, I found this will in Daddy's closet and Daddy left me, she's still going to be mad.
But it wasn't about that part. It wasn't. Go ahead, Francelli.
What I'm feeling is this. You know that your sister went out on a limb to put you on payroll so you could be good with your parole officer after you lost a job where you was doing all type of shadiness.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't thinking about that when you said, screw y'all? I mean, clearly not. So this is my thing. Like, I get what he's going up against, but Charlie kept it all the way real when she said, what are you talking about? Like, you're my blood. Like,
yeah,
you're my
brother. But it took Aunt Vi to say something to her to realize
no, that was
no,
that was
no,
she talked to Aunt Vi last week.
I disagree.
Yeah.
No, I disagree. Sorry to interrupt, but I have to say this. Charlie, I could not talk to you. You feel what I'm saying? I could feel how I feel about you and be like, you know what? All right. You go do you and see how that works for you. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that as my blood, that if something happens to you and you need something, I'm not going to be there for you. You just got to learn this lesson on your own.
I can agree with that. So, okay, I guess what I was trying to get out there with what comes from both of that is the fact that, yeah, I can have an argument with you and we can go through our stuff, but as a sibling, I'm still going to be there for you. However, comma, when they were having their conversation, there was a point where they were, like, both being rah-rah with each other, and then Charlie, they took a second. That's when Charlie went out. This was last episode when Charlie went out to him, touched him on the shoulder, and they tried to talk about it.
Yes.
And then he sat down and he sat down and she said, do you really think that you can take on this farm by yourself? And he said, I'm going to do what I need to do and whatever. At that moment, he should have been like, I do think that I can do it by myself. However, I still need, you know what
but
I mean?
You know
I
what, you guys? Check. To me, I'm looking at it as in there's a difference between taking on the farm and them being owning it. And there's a difference between her still supporting him and being on the farm. So I never took it last week as Ralph Angel saying, I don't need nothing from you guys. I don't want to talk to you. Yeah. I don't want to be a part of your family. I'm done.
Because
he didn't say those words. So I was taking it very literal. I don't need you guys to help me with this farm. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need help with the farm. He can actually do it by himself. But her support on the back end is a different deal. And it's very necessary for her, too, because she needs that crop to feed back into the mill.
So although you didn't hear him say, I don't want anything to do with you, I don't need your help, did you hear him say, did you hear him say, you know, I guess...
No, because it's an argument.
That's what I'm saying.
But he never did say, I don't want you guys a part of the farm as far as them. He doesn't want them to own it. That's what it is.
I get it. He also didn't say, I'm going to need help.
He never said I didn't need help.
You're right. I guess the way that it came off was... I don't need any of y'all. And that's how I took it, which you took it differently, and that's
because
fine.
The thing is, he never needed them even before he owned, before they knew about the letter. They never were at the farm anyway.
Right.
So really, all he's needing is her support as far as a financial for his parole. Like, it goes deeper than just them owning the farm.
Yeah.
He's not giving them the farm. He owns it. And that's it. I think that that's fair. If Charlie wants to contribute to her brother because that's her family, mm-hmm. and that's what family should do, and that if we're looking at it from a family aspect, then she should continue to contribute to her family.
And we saw her take that initiative this episode, which is why it was so interesting for him to be so vulnerable. And even though they had that argument to be like, hey, I really don't know if you're going to take me off the payroll or not. Like, to get to that place is hard, especially after the week that they had last week.
Right.
Ms. Chris Brown says that Ralph Angel needed to humble himself real quick, which I feel like we've seen. And Sailor Girl for Life, I took it as he didn't need any of her help from the farm. He could have handled it. He could handle it and make it happen. And I guess it was, you know, and that's what's so great about the show, though, because you're going to interpret it, I guess, how your experiences are. So how you deal with things in your family, or how you deal with arguments, or how you deal with conversations, when you hear that, it's like, oh, this is what I got from it, where somebody else may, just like how we just had, we took two different things from it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what makes it so freaking beautiful.
Yes, it's a great show.
But Ralph Angel didn't only have to be vulnerable with his sister. He found himself...
Look at that
earring?
Yes.
I done popped the earring out because I was rolling my eyes at Ralph Angel.
That's it. All right. So he gets down on one knee.
He didn't even get down. Oh,
yes, he did.
Okay, at the last minute.
He gets down on one knee. I'm over here flagging my arms like a plane's going to come
and
down.
And what was I doing?
And...
annoyed.
Neck, eye roll, head movement, the whole nine. She was just like... I was like, oh my God. I get it. Listen, I've talked about Ralph Angel myself. He's a big baby. He's a spoiled brat. Listen, my brother is I have a little brother who's the baby of all of us, and he acts like that. He don't get his way. He pouting, yada, yada, yada. I get all that, but it still doesn't take away that at his core, he's a good man, and that at his core, he's doing the best with what he knows and what he has.
I agree. Absolutely.
And he genuinely really loves this woman and wants to honor her and do right by her. That is his desire. Now, granted, we're human. We fall from the grace of God on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So we don't always kind of fall through with what we want to do,
absolutely.
But the desire is there to do right.
But y'all, Was I... Okay, maybe I can't ask y'all because I watched... People in the chat room, was I really the only one rolling my eyes when Ralph Angel decided to propose? And let me tell you why.
Why were you rolling? Yes.
Let me tell you why.
She was feeling some type of way.
I love them together. I love their relationship, and I want them to build on it. But Ralph Angel, like... I just didn't
tell him why you mad.
Because I don't think that it was time for a proposal. I don't think that he's ready. Like he's a good partner yet. He just kicked her out of the house because she didn't want to miss work. He caught a full attitude and
he threw a tantrum.
And I feel okay. I think I'm scared because I feel like this proposal only came because of her sponsor. Because her sponsor called him out and said, if this is not something that you're willing to do long term, like this is not over, then you need to walk out. I feel like he really took that to heart and he felt pressure about it.
You know what? That's everyone. Really, if you talk to anyone that's getting married,
right.
That's how they make that decision.
What do you mean?
It's always a moment of thinking, oh my gosh, what if I didn't have this person and if I can't contribute? What if I lose them and I need to find a way to contribute to them?
Yeah.
To contribute to their betterness.
No, yeah, I get it.
So, like, everyone I've talked to, like, that's always, like, been their impulse. I think the great thing, like you just mentioned about the show, that it shows such a real aspect of human thinking and thoughts in our process. And if Ralph Angel just followed along with being mad at Darla, then we're still going to be mad at Ralph Angel.
Why do girls in the chat talk about Ralph? Ralph was all sexy, sensitive, and romantic.
He was. And he's showing a real side. I mean, come on. He's a man. Yeah, at the end of the day.
Sure. Wait, hold on.
Yes, Miss Chris Brown.
Look, Hampton Blue, though. Hampton Blue said, I don't think Darla loves Ralph Angel as much as he loves her. This is all about Blue. She will regret it. He seems to want to control her.
No.
Let's explain. Bound on that Hampton Blue. Let's talk about that.
Wait, because Nua said something that was real funny because he said he rolled his eyes too. You know I'd be looking for people who be
he did say that. He said, I rolled my eyes when he started crying. He ain't always got to do that. And I personally feel that there wasn't enough buildup for that moment. Okay, y'all. There's always going to be someone who quote unquote loves someone more. In a particular way, but I feel like it goes like this throughout time, you know? Like, it doesn't stay that way. I think right now where Darla is emotionally and what she's going through, she's not capable to love in the capacity that Ralph Angel's capable of loving right now in this moment. So they're like this. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that right now. There's going to come a time where it'll be like this. Who are we to say that there wasn't a time when Ralph Angel was running these streets doing a whole bunch of illegal stuff?
Girl, they was doing it together.
You know, like, who's not to say she wasn't loving him more?
But that's what's the scary part, because at this moment where Darla is, where she is right now, where she's trying to go, I think I'm just almost scared that she is mentally going to grow beyond where Ralph Angel is or where he's trying to be.
And but they're both on a wave of building in their life. They are.
Life is an ever-evolving, ever-changing thing, right? There are people that have been married 20, 30, 40 years. What happens in your marriage when you have evolved and grown in a particular way and your husband or your wife has not? Does that mean you're like, well, you ain't growing, so...
Well, I guess...
It doesn't work like that.
But we jump in the gun because they ain't married.
But ma'am, you're already saying, I'm afraid this is going to happen.
Yeah, because why he on one knee?
Oh, ma'am.
Wait, what?
Girl.
All right. Well,
I think ultimately he's on one knee because he saw her in a state that he's really wanting to love her.
Yeah. Yes.
And she's on showing improvement, and he's showing improvement, and their son is wanting a family.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, Ralph Angel's heart, his Achilles heel is Blue.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, if Blue is at the table crying about needing his family, Ralph Angel is arguing with her over her working with Charlie. That's what this whole stupid argument is about.
Exactly.
And she's still going to continue to work for Charlie. She's becoming a better person.
Right.
He was in his selfish mode because also at that time, you have to think about it. Not only was he fighting with his woman, he was fighting with his sisters. He felt his back up against the wall on Vi. Like, there were so many people involved in it that he was just lashing out.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And that's the way I took it.
Yeah.
So now I feel like he, you know, is coming back around. He sees Charlie. He's seeing his bank account. And he sees Darla. He's missing sex. And he...
Did you hear me talk about he just want to get laid?
But she asked. He's like, do you want me to stay the night? And he was like, yes.
Yeah.
Tonight. And tomorrow.
I guess what I can respect about Ralph Angel's character is that he's always going to tell the truth. Like, he is very open in how he feels. And he doesn't hide that. Mm-hmm. He might have hit the wheel, but he's not going to hide his expression. Like, he's very honest. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It might be a little with some tears flowing or some crying. But he's honest. So I can respect him, I guess, having that vulnerability and just getting it all out. Another scene, though, that drained me, like this one, because I was rolling my eyes at this one, too, was Micah and Davis. Child.
Ooh, Lord.
Talk about honesty and then vulnerability, but...
Ding, ding, ding for the young man finally getting some cojones.
He got the MVP award.
What were you like? I was like, he got some cojones.
But why you had to grab him like that?
Because you gotta grab him.
He grabbed his. He did. He definitely did. And we've been waiting for this. We all been wanting it. We all were saying, like, it needs to be cultured.
Yeah.
Not in this way.
Yeah.
Not in this extreme way. But thank God, you know, he's hanging out with black people and he's having friends that are of color. And
he's been exposed.
He's being exposed to different things. He's having to make more adult decisions and knowing how to, you know, it's not just a family where you have a maid and your parents come home at a certain time and you go to private school. Like, no, you're having to make real life family decisions.
Right. The old Micah would have never stopped to even notice the cops were pulling over those kids.
He would have went to the movies.
He would have went to the movies. Yes. He's definitely evolved and changed a whole lot.
You know what's interesting, though? In the beginning of this episode, Michael wanted his parents to get back together.
Yes.
And I'm very curious to see what's going to happen now because Davis think he's slick. Davis tried to use Micah's moment to, like, disregard that we caught him, like, that he lied to Micah on the phone. He tried to use that moment to, like, hide it. But once Micah gets through and tries to, you know, begin healing from his experiences, he's not going to forget that, Dad, you lied to me, like, last week. So what's up?
He still didn't forget. He's really emotional. He's a child.
There's a lot going on.
So when we were watching that scene, I was whispering to Farinelli, like, Davis think he's slick. Like, I was like,
one liar.
Right. Like, how are you just going to capitalize off your son? And Micah, I think what was so frustrating, though, was because Micah really needed this moment.
He
needed to let it out. And we really needed to hear what happened. And I think the most beautiful part is, let me paint the picture for you guys. So I'm watching it. And Francelli's over here. And
not beautiful.
And English is over here. And Micah is telling his story. And everybody's like, oh, no. So before Micah gets out what he was going to say, English and Francelli are, like, basically off the table. Francelli is this way.
I can't even deal. English was
like,
watch.
No. Like, she was quietly saying it because I think...
I wanted to cry.
I think I that they too. Thought that the police officer put his penis in Micah's mouth.
We thought, I or mean, you thought.
Hello?
No, she thought it too.
Listen, chat, too. The chat room. Don't let Elena do this.
They did set us up.
They set it up
to make it seem like he was either sodomized.
Yeah.
I thought he was raped.
Something. Yeah. Something sexual happened.
I thought he got
raped.
And then when he said my mouth, I was like, oh, damn.
Oh, man.
But they set us up.
Y'all, I saw a white wrinkled penis. And I wasn't, no offense if you have a white wrinkled penis, no offense. But the thing is, while I'm watching the show, I don't want to have those kind
of flashes. I'm getting under the table.
No, don't go. Because the way that they put the story, you start visualizing things. Because we didn't see what happened to Micah.
No, it's true.
So while he was saying it was dark and this happened and I was on my knees. So I'm trying to see everything that happened and I was just like...
They set us up. I mean, I feel like everyone thought that at the end of the day.
Look, I thought that too. I thought that too. See? I'm telling y'all.
Sorry, Kat. We're just really excited.
because it's not a bad way to think because, I'm sorry, but the present day that we're in, there's all of these things happening to people of color with people that are racist, and they will say, I can't stand the N-word and this, and then end up raping you. So it's like, what's the point? Yeah. You know, like, what's really the truth? So, I mean, they showed us the parallel of both scenarios. Mm-hmm. We took it in as a wrinkly white penis, but we're thankful that it wasn't, and we're thankful that Micah's alive.
Yeah, what were you guys feeling? I mean, because even when he said it was a gun, though, because then... At first, I saw what I assumed it was. And then when he said it was a gun, I felt a cold metal gun. Like, it's almost like, I don't know if you ever accidentally taste a penny or something. Like, I immediately felt that sensation as Michael was telling his story. And that made me uncomfortable. As I imagine this kid in the alley by himself in a situation that he's never been in with no communication to anyone, it's like, you know, what the hell do I do? And now it makes sense why he peed on himself when he came out. Yes. He didn't just go into a cell and come out.
Right.
He had a whole, like, at that moment, you don't know, you don't really don't know what's going to happen. What happened?
I'm laughing at the chat. They going in, this ain't Game of Thrones, fam. Oprah ain't going to allow that on her channel.
Well, I mean, Oprah allowed, I was surprised they're allowed to say shit on TV.
Who said shit?
Davis said shit to Micah.
But then again, y'all, it goes down on Greenleaf. So
yes,
chill
it
out.
Gets real crazy on Greenleaf.
It gets real crazy on Greenleaf. So I wouldn't say that Oprah wouldn't allow rape on her channel. But I think
the way they set it up is just beautiful because...
No, yeah.
I mean, the fact that it could go to rape for power, because especially if the officer would have raped Micah, it would have been more so for power than anything else. It would have been to almost show that I have authority... That's sick. It's
well, that's
sick,
what they're saying on the chat, that rape isn't about sex, it's about power.
Yeah, it is.
It definitely is, for sure.
And even that situation. So, I guess I was trying to get to, like, what did you feel and what do you, like, where do you think Micah's character development is going to go from this?
Well, I mean, we definitely see he's suffering from some sort of post-traumatic stress.
Right.
You know, it's a very traumatic thing to go through. I think now that he's finally opened up, it's opened up Pandora's box. Like, Davis is gonna tell Charlie gonna tell the family, the border loan's gonna go wild, who knows what Nova's gonna do. I just need to come back ready. Like,
I don't think Davis is gonna tell Charlie though.
Really?
I think that he's gonna use this moment as a him and Micah moment and keep it to himself.
I agree.
Play a card, leverage, steal, Davis.
Not. I don't even know if it's him like being strategic and playing a game. It's almost like you opened up to me and I want you to be able to trust me because I just lied to you. So I need you to know that I'm not gonna spill what you were keeping in or your secret.
Right,
you know what I mean? I feel like it's gonna be like that. Outside of Micah finally breaking down and giving us the inside of what happened to him, I saw him becoming a man, because I thought that when he saw his dad at the restaurant that he was just going to walk away or try to hide or not be seen. And then I was like, knock on the window. But instead, he marched his happy behind in there and he called his daddy out.
I was happy.
We were like,
praise the Lord.
Really happy for that part.
Praise him.
I think it was necessary. And Davis needed to be put in his place. Now, I really just want Micah to tell his mama. Like, I just want Charlie to know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want Charlie to know. And I don't know how I feel about, what's the damn girl name?
Who?
Which girl?
The one, the star girl.
That's how important she is.
Yeah, I didn't like her.
I mean, at the end of the day, there are two peas in a pod. They seem like it. The way she was talking.
She's like, we can be each other's second chance.
Like, that doesn't even sound cute, boo.
I was like, what it sounds like is two broken people that have made a lot of mistakes and are trying to use each other to then heal, when you need to just go ahead and be single and heal by yourselves and get whole and then come together.
She just seemed a little suspect to me.
You think she's trying to come up?
I don't
like,
know if it's
leverage
a come up
dating.
Really. I don't know if it's a come up really, but she was almost like, she was talking about all the accomplishments he had, and then she said, you had your downfall, now it's just you and I want to know you. Well, why?
Well, the thing is, to me, it's too forward.
Yeah.
Like, if you're interested in a man, let a man come on to you. And I know, like, this is 2017, the present day, and there's boss women, and everyone's supposed to be, you know, all this, you know, independent.
Right.
But at the end of the day, there's certain things that men should do.
Yes.
And you don't need to be coming at a man like that, like, telling him
precisely
what you need and what your vision is. This is the first date.
They talk about us.
Y'all so funny in
they
the panel.
They talk about us.
But no.
What are they saying?
That we throwing shade.
But Hampton Blue, Francelli said the same thing when we were watching the show about the star girl. Why we just named the girl star girl?
Shade
star
about who?
About, no, but didn't you say that you thought that the girl, the singer girl, looked like Charlie?
Yes.
She looked like, this you said, of course,
she's they're doing
like,
that.
But this is what men do.
Yes.
And some women too, like people just, they... I don't know. You attract what you attract. You like what you like. And so it's like, I see the beauty in you. And then I see the beauty in someone else that has very similar
Ooh,
characteristics.
Ooh, that's good, Brie. But the Landry's probably sent her to...
hurt Charlie.
We but think the Landrys are doing everything.
At the end of the day, it doesn't take the Landrys to hurt Charlie. Davis is doing it all by himself. Yeah, exactly. And he will, she doesn't mean anything. He could go talk to another chick the next day at the gas station.
Right.
That's his type of guy. Mm. So it's really like they're two peas in a pod and they should just go off and have sex because I'm sure that's what they did.
No, that's disaster. Ooh, I want
that's what they did.
I want them to die off the show.
Who?
Davis?
The girl.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Not die, but go away. Ken brought up a good point in the chat room. He said Micah's girlfriend, Kiki, was just as forward as Davis's new date person.
Uh-huh.
Which is interesting to me because I didn't think about that.
That is what happened.
I wonder why we didn't really... I don't really see Kiki as being forward. I didn't see her as being forward. I didn't get that from her.
I think when you're younger, I don't know. There's just something about the rules that are very different. It looks very different at 16, 17 than it does as an adult.
And I mean, the language that the lady was using was completely different. It was way, way forward than what Micah's girlfriend was saying.
Do you think we're biased to her because we kind of don't really like Davis?
I mean, I don't care who he dates at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, Davis is just trifling. We gonna hate on whoever he dates.
Does anyone in the chat room like Davis? I would just like I feel like nobody's ever team Davis. I just want somebody to be opposed.
Is anybody team Davis?
No. Somebody just be, let me just give us a shout if you're team Davis. I'm just curious.
Okay, wait, let's do this. This is a good game because I've seen everyone doing this lately where you like marry, F them, or kill them.
We already know.
Would you marry, F or kill Davis?
No, Davis, Remy, and oh, should we add Hollywood? Wait, Davis?
No.
Davis, okay, please. Davis, Remy, and Ralph Angel.
Come on,
okay,
now.
Come on,
okay.
Well, I'm gonna marry Ralph Angel because
really?
I need that good.
I'm gonna
all
marry.
Night.
I'm gonna marry Remy, F Ralph Angel, and kill off Davis.
Remy's. No, I'm
Remy's so y'all marriage material.
So y'all just not gonna put
Remy's
Hollywood in
so
the game?
Broken. You didn't. You gave me Remy. You gave me Ralph?
So y'all just gonna forget about the guys that's in the chat room, talk about we don't want to play this?
What?
All right, so if we got the guys, the guys in the chat room can do Charlie, Nova, and Darla.
Okay, Charlie, Nova, or Darla.
Or should I add
a girl? No, let's do a girl version and a
that's
guy
what she
version.
Just
that's what
did.
I just did.
She oh, wait, did wait. Charlie, Nova,
oh, okay.
And Darla.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect. And then, guys, what do we say?
And feel free to replace somebody with Aunt Vi or Hollywood.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah, why not? Because Vi, look, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but Vi is real. She's very sexually active, and she's not shy about it.
She gets it popping. She was talking about Dr. Dubois, like...
look, I cannot stand
getting
Zaius.
Getting her feet rough.
Y'all, Zaius said Davis is a Kirk type of dude. Are you talking about Kirk from Real Housewives of Atlanta? Please say yes.
Oh my
because
gosh.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
I can't with y'all tonight. Tonight, this is what happens
okay.
with the mid-season finale.
I think I see somebody team Davis. Why do y'all care who Davis is dating, seeing how Charlie is trying to date Remy?
Listen, yeah. Charlie, okay.
I mean,
listen, Elena and I talked about it. I was uncomfortable with the fact that Charlie was kind of begging.
Oh, yeah. I was very uncomfortable.
We were like, why are you begging this man?
Yeah, I mean, apologize. Yeah, but she was like, please, just.
Well, because at the end of the day, she really messed up. And
baby,
he came 100% from the gate. She had all these reservations. She's the one that has to, at this point, suck up to him. He has taken everything she's thrown at him. Emotions, the ex-husband situation. He is vulnerable.
Yeah.
So I feel that it's only right.
I agree to some extent, but then when there was this episode when he was just really open about his wife and why he doesn't want to be forward
right.
with Charlie and why he wants to take it slow, and she really took heed to that.
Yes.
And then it was like as soon as she listened and heard and understood and started to practice what he said, he started to flip it like, okay, well, what?
You think she took heed to that?
I think
or
so,
or she got
yeah.
busy with the farm.
Both.
And okay, because I didn't take it as her taking
but
heed because they still continued...
But they weren't sleeping together.
She wasn't like going over at his
yeah,
house
or
and meeting
they
up
set,
and dates.
They set
and stuff
some boundaries.
Like yeah, they set a few boundaries.
So I think that was progress. That was
yeah,
her saying, I
progress.
Hear you and I don't want to push you into anything that you're not ready for. And I don't want you to feel like you're my rebound either. So I want to do this right.
Yeah.
And as soon as she was like, okay, I'm going to try to do this right, whatever that is for her, it was like, where are you going? Like, why? Like, you know what I mean? And I was just like, I don't know. I feel like she should have apologized and she should have took some kind of stand for what she did wrong to Remy and how she's been dragging him around like a dog. However, the way that she was begging for him felt, it didn't feel okay. I felt like she was more desperate at this time. Yes. Like she just wanted to be loved or she wanted to be in a relationship.
But she does. And that's why, what is wrong with that?
When you're in a relationship,
sometimes you do have to beg your partner.
Well, they're not in a relationship.
But they're working towards that. They're two people that like each other at the end of the day. They're not, we're not playing games. They're adults and they're grown. So if she wants to like him, then she's gonna like him. And I feel like, why not just be, hey, I need you, please. Why not? Well,
I look at it this way. If we are grown, right, we should be in some healthy, like, they do have a healthy relationship in terms of it's very open and they communicate in a way that I really appreciate. The thing that is unhealthy about it is y'all got to choose each other, you know? And y'all got to choose each other in a way that is like, I want this because I want to move forward together. And when you're trying to make someone choose you with tears and...
But he already started the conversation off by letting her know that he still wants her by saying, I was offended by the article of you not mentioning that you were divorcing your husband.
Yeah, that's so honesty.
So that's honesty, and she's coming from an honest standpoint. Please forgive me. I want to be with you. I want to make it work.
It wasn't that.
Make it work? Yes, yes. But when the language started shifting to please, try. It's like, choose me, pick me.
Because when does Charlie ever do that, though? Imagine.
And that's why it's beautiful.
Come on, Ken.
That's why it's beautiful, but it was a little scary because she's now in this place where she's washing
her. She didn't ask him to love her, though.
I'm talking to Ken. No, English just read a comment and she, like, said an address in the person. She was just like, she had an attitude about that. But you know
she
what?
She didn't ask him to love her.
Let's be smart with time. Because we could stay here all day. Speaking of choices and Remy and Charlie trying to choose each other.
Yeah.
We're in the same point with Robert and Nova. I love that his name is Robert. With Dr. Dubois and Nova.
She made a choice. She went to Atlanta. He greeted her with that queen sign at the airport.
Right.
Which was so beautiful.
Come on, listen. Somebody.
But he didn't know how she rode. He didn't know that when he said, I want you right here, that she was going to get in the back seat and like,
freaky
deaky. He was ready. He didn't know. He wasn't prepared for that. But about her leaving Atlanta and I guess the advice that Vi gave her about choosing this man and running from her problems, do you feel like it's a... I mean, I know we talk about her love life all the time, but isn't it a reoccurring theme? Like, do you think she should have stayed and at least had talked it out with him, or should she have gone back and just been like, F you? Because she left while he was at work, so we found out.
Well, we know this is Nova.
Yeah.
Like, she's come a long way. Let's keep it all the way real. She's one who will come, sleep with you, and be gone. She actually is building emotional connection with a man. That's big deal already. So I feel like she's been in it for much longer than we thought she would.
Yeah.
I think she responded in her natural way. I think she went to her default. She went to what she knows. Mm-hmm. What Nova knows how to do is run. So I didn't expect anything less, honestly.
Do you think that Dr. Dubois is the good partner for her? Like,
I think he definitely pushes her to think differently, pushes her to push herself beyond what she even knows she's capable of. I think she's so like, I'm in it for the struggle. Like, okay, there are actors who are like, man, I do it for the art, I do it for the love of it. And you should. You should be doing this because you love what you do. But you also need to put food on the table and a roof over your head. Mm-hmm. Like, there has to get to a point where there's a value in who you are and you can put a price on that. And I think that's where he's trying to get her to. Like, you're valuable, you're a queen, and you can do service to people on a whole other level. Let's make this happen.
Selling yourself.
Not selling yourself.
To a certain degree.
No, he's saying we're going to use his own words against him and we're going to get on this platform and we're going to take this to a whole other level.
I think that being that how he knows Nova, it was too soon to introduce her into that type of environment, knowing how she's very, 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 like, she gets revved up. And it's not on a business standpoint. This is personal for her. All of the advocacy that she does is something that she does out of a passion.
Yes.
All of these people are doing it because they're doing it for a check and a payroll. And they're on payroll. And they have this title. And they're in Supreme Court or they're whatever. In some kind of law or judiciary system. But at the end of the day, I think that I don't really think that they're matched. Because I feel that he comes off to me as someone that will sell himself in a circumstance for a betterment for what he's trying to go for. But Nova comes off as a standpoint as, I'm not ever going to sell myself. I'm just going to go straight forward with where I want to go, not needing these white people and laughing and kikiing and eating their food to elevate myself.
There needs to be a happy medium. Somewhere. I get both their sides, because the reality is she was right at that dinner table where she said it's people sitting in rooms like this having these kind of conversations that dictate some of the hugest decisions that changes the way our government runs, healthcare, all of that is happening in right now in rooms.
Yeah.
And so, but if we're not in the room, if we don't get to play, we don't have a seat at the table, we can't help advocate change. So he's, to a certain degree, he's right. You can go sit in the Ninth Ward all day and be fighting for these young black men who are, you know, getting in mass incarceration. But also, there needs to be people who need a seat at this table. Maybe not you, if that's not what you're built for. Mm-hmm. But you can't knock people who feel like, I got to get a foot in the door in order to really make some change.
You know why I think they'll work? Because They're opposite.
Yes.
And they're fighting for two different things. And yes, I believe that Dr. Dubois would try to sell himself. He admitted it, that he played this game.
Yeah.
And Nova's not about that game. And Nova is not about to shake. But that's, I think that's how they are going to be able to collide. Yes. Because Nova has a certain reach where she's like, I'm not going to let you compromise me or my people for the game that you're trying to play. And he's like, but I have them to a certain extent where I can pull this information. So I think that there's a way they can make it work. And sometimes opposites do attract. Yes. Now, do I feel like he's the best man for Nova? I don't know. You know, I'm still rooting for my guy. But I think it's possible. It'll be interesting to see what happens, because I do think that overall he's a sweet, genuine guy. Like, and I saw that he's able to take control. Even when he popped back on her at Louisiana, he was like, look, you left. So here I am. Like, I have a plan. And then he put her on a counter. Like, he just...
Hey, now.
Yeah, you know, we like people who can take control, I feel. So I guess we'll just have to see with that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I believe that dynamic is powerful, because what will happen is that where I'm weak, you're strong, vice versa. And that's what a relationship is supposed to do. And even if it doesn't last for the long haul, some people come into your life for a season, and the season of them is definitely going to strengthen each other. Iron sharpens iron, and I believe they're both really strong in their own way. And ultimately, they can both walk away from this, I feel, have grown, learned something, and be able to take that into the next relationship. And that's the way you should look at any relationship you've been in. Like, hopefully it's helped grow you and taught you something.
It'll be interesting to see the workout, because they're gonna continuously fight and butt heads. I know we got to move into predictions, but before we do, I just want to know, like, do y'all feel like Vi faked her fall, or that she's actually really sick? Because let me only say why I feel like she may have faked it, because she fell, and as soon as she could gain her consciousness back, she told Charlie, I need you to work it out with you.
But that is so real. Yeah. Black family.
Yeah. Yes,
first of all day. From the praying,
I ain't going to the hospital.
The praying mm-hmm. situation, the falling, I'm not going to the hospital, and then whenever your grandma's like the most hurt, you know your daddy, da 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 da,
right. No,
and they're
right.
ready to yeah. tell you, like, you're not your father's real child.
And of course you're going to listen.
And it's like all of these yeah. things. And it's like, I thought you were sick.
Right,
and then it's
right,
like,
right,
are
right.
you lying? And then come to find out you were hurt. But it's so, I'm so, like you said, I'm so obsessed with the writers, because it's so real. And you, I adapt to this show so much, just being from, you know, family from the South
right.
and just all the roots. It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wonder if she knew she was already sick.
I think that she is truly sick.
Yeah.
And this is going to be like a pivotal part of the show.
Because
there's something coming.
When her and Hollywood were talking, he was like, he said something about she need to slow down, and she and I feel like that was like the seed planted mm-hmm. for this. I'm nervous to see what's gonna happen with that. But Charlie didn't tell Nova and Ralph Angel that Vi had fainted or passed out.
Well, they haven't all been in the room. Like, Nova just got back. Like, this, they haven't even really got back to speaking terms in mm-hmm. a way for her to be able to say that.
Yeah, but the thing is, she was, I guess she was fine.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see what happens. Let's move into some predictions.
Lord.
Oh, everyone's like, my aunt does that, my grandma does that, my mama does that.
Because you got no choice but to believe them because they're in a vulnerable space. It's like, okay, well, you're sick. I'm going to listen to whatever you tell me right now. Well, good golly.
Good googly moogly.
What's going to happen the second half of this season?
This show is juicy.
Let me just say that most of my predictions have been wrong because we've been saying, the Landrys are going to come back.
They're coming back.
But they weren't here. This first half was strictly family business, which we relate to, which is awesome. But that just means the second half is going to be this BS with the Landrys, and I don't have time for them.
Because they need, like, if the Landrys came with them divided.
Oh, my goodness.
We wouldn't even have a Queen Sugar.
It would be, oh my goodness.
No. So they need to come when they're back together.
So what's happening on the second half of the season for y'all?
I don't know. The Landrys are coming.
Definitely
something's going on with Aunt Vi, unfortunately. I really don't want that to be the case, but... Obviously, we got to find something that's going to glue the family back together. And unfortunately, it's tragedy. Tragedy is what brings people together. It realigns and refocuses, putting down all the pettiness. Like, why are we mad at each other? Look, somebody might be dying soon. So something's happening with Aunt Vi.
Can't die. Hey,
no,
writers,
she's not going to die, but she's going to, something's going to be up.
Because who's going to give us the fun, sexy, you know, everybody else too.
She's the matriarch.
Yeah, she definitely is.
Plus, I want her sweet potato pie. Stop playing.
Oh my God, you think they could send us some?
I want some. Hey, Queen
Sugar. Should we add Queen Sugar?
Send us some pie.
You know how the dude add it? You know how the dude added Wendy's for some chicken nuggets? I feel like if we add Queen Sugar, we can have it for the second half.
I want some pies.
We're going to... Guys,
and
help us.
I want to believe that Ralph, Angel, and Darla's engagement is going to be pretty rocky.
I think it's going to be pretty short. I think they're going to get married.
Right away?
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to get married on the second half.
I think so, too.
They're going to get married on
the farm.
That's
going to be the season finale?
No.
A marriage is usually the finale, y'all.
A funeral, a wedding. A divorce.
I mean, I don't know. We're going to see. But I think that they're going to get married on a farm. And it's interesting because Hampton in the comments said that his prediction is that they're going to break up.
Ooh, someone had a really good, good what job, they say. Chris Brown. Davis is going to team up with Nova when it comes to Micah.
Oh, that's a good prediction.
That's good because that girl is, like, included in the Habitat Humanity thing, and Nova's a part of it, and Davis, and Micah.
That'll be interesting.
Throwing up in my mouth.
But I just cannot stand
Throwing
Davis.
Throwing up in my mouth.
So my prediction, we need to get the show off Family
Queen
Matters
Sugar,
and back to the basis. If the story farming and fighting the Landrys. Nah, family is very important. There is no farming without family, Kat. What's happening here? What
Darla
happened?
And Ra's wedding being interrupted by Aunt Vi going to the hospital.
You read the script. Oh, people are getting right. deep. People my get... prediction. Ooh. I think instead of Ralph, Angel and Darla getting married, it might be Remy and Charlie.
Or Aunt Vi and Hollywood because he can't seem to live without her.
Charlie's not even fully divorced yet. What are we saying right now?
Okay.
I don't think Remy
Ralph
Charlie.
Angel was still on parole, oh but so what? People, love is love. You a hater.
Anyway. Get me out of here right now.
We have to wrap it up, but you guys have been so great for the first half of this season. Please.
We love y'all.
It's cuffing season.
Is it officially cuffing?
Yeah.
That's what they
the
said.
The summer's
yeah,
almost
today
over.
Today it started.
Oh,
cuffing season.
That's why yesterday was National Girlfriend's Day.
That's what's going on Queen Sugar, too.
It is! Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, so everybody come back with your boo and bring a friend. we'll be sure to tweet out when the show is coming back, and I guess you can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
You know why you guys are missing out on Queen Sugar. Hang out with me at Selly Hangout.
And as always, you guys can find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Bye, guys. Until
Ciao.
Next time.
Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.